A swarm of fires has ripped through nearly 20,000 acres in Southern California, and now it's turned deadly. Fire crews found a body in a homeless encampment in the northern San Diego suburb of Carlsbad, and at least 25 homes have been destroyed. It's an early start for fire season in California, and we'll hear more about that after this report from Megan Burks of member station KPBS in San Diego.
Swirling flames are chewing through dry brush in homes. One of nine fires burning, the Poinsettia Fire, originated in a canyon just below dentist Jeff Knutson's office. He says he had patients in his chairs when an employee spotted smoke and fire climbing toward the building.
As I took a look, the flames were coming west fast, rapidly. So we encouraged the patients and all the employees to get out and evacuate immediately. And in about 2 minutes, everybody was out and everybody got out safely.
The flames leapt to the roof, causing some structural damage. Less than a quarter mile away, another close call for Gregory Saxa.
Black smoke appeared coming our way. And then approximately a half an hour, 45 minutes later, they knocked on our door and said, "You have to leave because the fire's headed your way and it's going to be deadly. You have to leave."
Saxa's house was completely destroyed.
That was the dining room, that was the living room and bedroom and guest bedroom right there.
The adobe home has been in his family for 30 years and was passed down to him by his mother.
You know, it's really upsetting for me because this was the house for her life, you know, and I'm going to have to do all the best I can to, get the money I can back so I can rebuild it.
Now, Saxa will hole up in a garage on the property. The accommodation is rough, but possible, thanks to a small miracle.
Oh, you have them!
What is that?
The Mercedes keys.
His front door is ash, but the car keys he hung next to it are still there. Now he can get to oil in his trunk and power up a portable generator.
Oil, good.
Here's what we're after. Oil
for
the generator.
Need?
That's all I need.
And we got the keys. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
He'll use that generator to set up a makeshift kitchen in the garage. Saxa doesn't have homeowner's insurance and plans to apply for aid. But first, he'll cook a meal. All the adrenaline from the past few days has kept him from eating. For NPR News, I'm Megan Burks in San Diego.